of the winter animals, they said that life on the marsh would go on. They sat on the bank overlooking the little sand beach where the river dolphins came to hurl themselves out of the water after the fish they had herded there. The dolphins were long gone to warmer seas, but at low tide the slide marks they wore into the sand were still distinct. They would not fade away until many more tides had washed them.
"There won't be any of them this late,"
Emily told Elvis. Elvis grinned up at her. He knew this. The dolphins were for heat and low tide. Girl and Spaniel came almost every day in the summer and fall to watch them. Elvis's internal clock was better by far than the motley collection of timepieces back in the farmhouse. They sat a while longer as the golden vermilion sunset dulled to gray lavender. They would go back to the house soon, or be forced to stumble their way home in the swift, dense dark. Emily hadn't brought her flashlight. She had not thought they would be gone this long. But the prospect of the dim kitchen light and the thick smell of supper and the even thicker silence kept her on the marsh. This night would not be a happy one, even by Parmenter standards. Already words had been flung that could not be taken back, and furious tears shed, and the torturous wheel of Thanksgiving Day loomed as large as a millstone. No, there would be silence now. Each of them